Close remarking that neither one of us had been practicing our slants and Gene Wooten would come down and kill us. Gene Wooten was the king of the slants, for anybody who doesn't know.
What was the name of that song?
That was called A Maiden's Prayer. And we never did know what she was praying for, but we have a good idea. That's nasty. That man. Has anybody got a question? I just want to break the ice a little bit. I'm afraid. Yes?
Would you talk about how Mike Aldridge can so much through style?
Can I talk about how Mike Aldridge influenced my style? Well, when I started to play, there were two dobro players, and one of them was Bashful Brother Oswald, and the other was Josh Graves. So I immediately gravitated toward Josh Graves because he played with three fingers and played more like Earl Scruggs, and seemed like he had more drive to me. So I went in that route. And I tried to learn everything that I could find, every record I could find, every old tape that anybody that I knew might have that would have Josh Graves on it. I found all of that stuff that I could find and tried to copy him as much as I could. And the next guy along was Mike Aldridge, who completely blew my mind all over again, made me love dobro playing even more again. And he was so smooth, he was so cosmopolitan. But he also had, you know, balls. He would go ahead and blow out on a blues solo and drug me with him into different kinds of music with his dobro and just the smoothness that he played with and the integrity that he has and the integrity that he played with, showed me another way to be a dobro player. And I don't know if I can say anything nicer than that without starting to cry or something. But he's influenced everybody that plays a dobro, whether they know it or not, whether they've ever heard him or not. You know, he's there. He's part of the book, part of the dobro book, in my mind.
Anything to say about that?
Yeah, man. Mike was definitely one of the guys I listened to a ton when I first started playing. Of course, Jerry's probably the reason I'm playing dobro today, and Mike. But Aldridge, man, I was a huge Seldom Seen fan. You know, I loved their songs and their music. It was real kind of different sounding stuff, and of course, Aldridge was all over it. So, you know, I tried to learn as much of his stuff as I could, too, and try to get some kind of good tone and taste like he had. So, yeah.
I always wanted to be a baritone singer because he stood so cool when he sang. Before he'd go up to the... I thought, man, if I can look like this, chicks will swarm. It didn't happen.
He can teach me a thing or two about how to dress, too, man. He's a snappy dresser.
Yeah. Got an iron at all times. For a second though, didn't you?